Of all the parables in the gospel that our Lord tells us, I think today's parable is probably the most confusing parable at first glance. And I was curious, I just did a Google search for the most confusing parable, and this is what came up under the top several results. So I think it's official. You know, that's definitely fact if it comes up on Google. But we have in the gospel today a dishonest steward who is basically stealing from his master in order to give himself a nice severance package, you know, so that when he loses his job, he's going to have people that take care of him. And the strange thing about the parable is it says that the master commended the dishonest steward for acting prudently. And that's what I think catches people off guard. But I think it's important to highlight that he wasn't commending the steward for being dishonest. He was commending him for how crafty he was and how resourceful he was in using the resources that were available to him to make friends for himself. And so the question for us is, are we that resourceful? And do we put that much thought and effort and energy into our salvation as this steward was putting into his material well-being? You know, people can be very, very resourceful when it comes to material wealth. You know, if we look at, you know, the businesses within our country, especially some of like the Fortune 500 companies, they are very efficient in how they try and run and how they try and create value. You know, companies do all sorts of things to try and increase sales. They put a lot of thought and effort into different marketing campaigns. They brand their products in a certain way so that people recognize them. You know, they engineer different uses for their product sometimes, or they try and modify their product to have a competitive edge. You know, they look at better distribution networks. They look at cheaper supply chains. They look at different techniques to manufacture things more efficiently. You know, all the thought and effort that goes into creating value is pretty incredible. Do we put that same level of effort into our salvation? You know, if we think about our kids, you know, and the effort that we put into sports programs, you know, we have, you know, coaches that make sure that they're developing their skill set. You know, in high school, they'll practice 5 times a week, or sometimes during the summer, they'll even have multiple practices the same day. They have conditioning out of season. You know, all of this just to get a competitive advantage. Do we put the same level of effort into our salvation, which lasts for all eternity, compared to the effort that we put into the passing things of this world that come and go very quickly? For most people, the answer to that question is probably not. You know, sometimes if people are struggling with a big sin, you know, if there's some sin that they're addicted to or they know is a grave matter, you know, often they'll struggle and try and conquer that sin, which is a good thing. But I think very often if people think that they get comfortable where they're at spiritually, and they'll think, well, if I'm in a good enough position, then I can just be comfortable here. And there's a temptation to be complacent rather than running the race so as to win, you know, rather than constantly striving for deeper holiness. So what would that look like if we were really putting the best effort that we could into our salvation? Well, most of us probably could go home today and make a donation to charity. Regardless of what the size is, most of us could probably do that. We could use the material wealth that we have today in an act of generosity to help those in need. We could probably do that very easily. You know, most of us probably have a relative or know someone in nursing home care or someone who might be lonely that we could visit or maybe make a phone call to, just as an act of kindness. I'm sure most of us could probably do that today. You know, I'm sure most of us could stop by the church sometime during the week and make a visit to our Lord and spend some time in Eucharistic adoration. You know, I'm sure a lot of us, if we put our minds to it, we could think of someone around us who's in a difficult situation who we could do some sort of act of kindness to, just to help out, just to show them an act of kindness. You know, if we took a step back and did an analysis of our spiritual lives, if we looked at virtues and vices, we could probably come up with a list of goals, different virtues that we could grow in, or different vices that we could see that we need to overcome. You know, for our families, you know, I think if our parents were constantly thinking about what they could do to instill a deeper love for prayer in their children, or if they were constantly thinking about, you know, how can I get my child to love the Mass more or have a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ? How could I get my child to have a deeper devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary? You know, if our parents were constantly thinking about that, I'm sure we could come up with a lot of different ideas or things that we could do to deepen the faith within our families. You know, if we were thinking about people in our lives that we could maybe lead to the church or to Jesus Christ, people who might be open to it, but just maybe aren't as far along spiritually as they could be. I'm sure a lot of us could think of someone that we could maybe initiate a conversation with. If we put every talent that we had, every ability, and our free time at work, we could probably do incredible things for our Lord and for his kingdom that we maybe aren't doing right now. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel, you know, the steward was acting out of selfishness. You know, he was really just acting to get himself ahead materially. And so our salvation ultimately shouldn't be viewed as some transaction. But the reality is that we serve a God who is inconceivably good, a God who is generous and is worthy of everything that we can give him. We owe him everything that we have and everything that we are. And so we should never be outdone in what we do for our Lord. You know, if we think about the time and effort that goes into the material possessions and things around us, we should definitely be giving far more to our Lord, because no one is more worthy of our honor and our talents and our adoration than him. And so it should be our joy as children of light. You know, the gospel refers to children of light, to serve the Lord in the best way, in the most intentional way that we possibly can. And so I encourage each one of us to think about that question. Are we as resourceful in serving the Lord as the steward in today's gospel was in providing for his needs? And what are some practical steps that we could maybe take to give greater glory and honor to our Lord?